Lesson 31. 1. Reading comprehension. A person of great determination. 2.
Many years later, I was sailing to Europe on a fine sailing ship across the Atlantic. For the greater part of the voyage, we had pleasant weather, but towards the end of our crossing, a terrible storm came up, and the ship would have sunk with all on board but for the efforts of the captain. The ship started to leak and began to fill with water. The sailors were strong, able, and willing, but after pumping for one whole night, they were losing the battle against the rising water and were on the point of giving up. The captain, as soon as he realized the situation, took charge. He ordered the sailors back to their pumps and encouraged them fiercely to save the ship. His strong will doubled their efforts. How the men pumped like crazy. As the captain passed me, I asked him whether there was any hope of saving the ship. He looked at me. "Yes, sir," he said. "While my feet remain standing above the water level, there is hope. Neither I nor any of the sailors will leave the ship so long as it remains above the surface of the sea. We shall do everything we can to save the ship, and if we fail, it will not be our fault." Then he turned to all the passengers and shouted, "To the pumps, every one of you!" 3 times during that day we were on the point of giving up, but the captain's courage, determination, and iron will forced us to continue, and we went back to the pumps. "I will land you safe in Liverpool," he cried, "if you will stay strong and firm with me." And in the end, he did land us safe, but the ship sank soon after it reached the port of Liverpool. The captain stood at the edge of the ship once it was safely tied up to the wall of the port and received the thanks of the passengers as they hurried off the ship. As I expressed to him my thanks, he held my hand firmly, looked into my eyes and said, "Sir, don't you recognize me?" I told him that I did not. "Do you remember the boy who you followed when he had so much difficulty in buying a geography book some 30 years ago in Cincinnati?" "Why, yes, I remember that boy very well. His name was William Hartley." "I am that same William Hartley." "Goodness," I said, "what good fortune that I travelled with you as my captain. The determination that 30 years ago got you that geography book has today saved our lives."